Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Are you scared of going to a new car dealer because you feel like they're sucking money from you? Well, I have a dealer you can count on. Woodfield Nissan is counting down savings and wants to save you money. 10%? No. 20%? No. Woodfield Nissan wants to save you 30% off MSRP on brand new Nissans.
It's the October savings countdown at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan must sell 200 new Nissans in October. And we're counting down the savings all month long. Woodfield Nissan is paying top dollar for your trade-ins during the October countdown. And with 30% off, you can take home a brand new 2017 Sentra. Just $13,989. That's over $5,000 off. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months now available on new Nissans.
So go to Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates or go to WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices surplus TCNL at Dock includes all manufacturers' incentives and rebates. Two available each price. Example of 30% off then HN36-2203. 2017 Nissan Sentra then HY344-792. Finance offered with approved credit. Sale percentage $13,89 per month for 1,000 bond and a little sale prices. Max finance is $10,000 on select models.
Tonight, the Dodgers are up on the Cubs 2-0 in the NLCS. Keep it here as we continue to analyze this series. And don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 3 tomorrow. Our pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday against Iowa. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Bears will spend today watching tape of their 27-24 overtime win over Baltimore yesterday. It was their first road win since 2015. Head coach John Fox will speak later today. Elsewhere in the NFL, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers could be done for the season after suffering a broken collarbone in yesterday's loss to the Vikings. And Minnesota quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has been cleared by doctors to begin practicing. He could be activated in the next week or two. Cubs and Dodgers will play Game 3 at Wrigley Field tomorrow night, and after falling behind in the series 2-0, Chris Bryant says it's time to ramp up the offense.
I think that's the toughest part in the postseason is to really string together some hits. It kind of seems like, you know, the home run is winning games. Obviously, it did today. And I think that's kind of been the whole way, the whole playoffs. I mean, so maybe go out there and try to hit some more home runs.
So Game 3 will be Kyle Hendricks facing Yu Darvish. Monday Night Football tonight, Indianapolis at Tennessee. Here on The Score, Blackhawks are off until Wednesday. Bulls are off until they open the regular season on Thursday. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in downtown Wilmette. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Dodgers at 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
And this transition is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores.
Shout out to Wee Willie.
Tariq Cohen, giving it up for Wee Willie. Thank you very much to Julie DeCaro at our updates today, along with Joe Ostrowski earlier, our guests on the show, Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports, Andy McCullough from the LA Times on his favorite manager, Joe Madden, and James Big Cat Williams on the Bears. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, great job, guys, as always. Thank you. Ray Diaz does fine work, and Brian Gersh is a video streamer and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Michael Lombardi, the former GM, NFL guy, podcast host, and columnist over at The Ringer. or a podcast host over at The Ringer. And Joe Madden, Cubs manager, will be on tomorrow. What will we talk to him about? I don't know.
It's going to be tough to fill tomorrow with Joe. Bernstein and Goff are here. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, I know Joe will have a way of explaining whatever his thought process is, but it does appear that the conventional wisdom of baseball is that Joe's not having a real good series.
Yeah, I think it's possible for your players to not help you and you not help yourself. And I think that's what's happened over these last couple of games that we've seen. You know, Dave Roberts made some questionable decisions bullpen-wise, but guess what? Everybody worked. You know, he took, when you yank Kershaw, when you get eight innings of no-hit baseball and damn near perfect baseball if Anthony Rizzo doesn't get hit by a pitch, when you get eight innings of your relievers coming in and sitting everybody's asses down. We talked about the Kershaw thing where, yeah, you go through that order a couple of times and you say, thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
you
third time through, world will do without. Yeah.
And that's what he did. You know, when Rich Hill. 80 pitches for Rich Hill. When he didn't.
He was mad too.
When he didn't bunt Rich Hill to advance the run into second, I'm like, what is he doing? Is he coming out again here? All right. You throw Tony Watson. You throw all those guys in there. Kenley Jansen. The problem that I have is, why you got guys warming up? You know, why is Rondon warming up if you're not going to use him? And also, the game can't be quicker than you. You know, for all the flowery things that Joe likes to put out there for us, I feel like he's a smart baseball man, and everybody feels that way as well. But sometimes the game gets quicker than he reacts to it. When you have that inning where you know that, okay, I'm going – if you're telling yourself that Wade Davis is going to have to get into a save situation, you're just trying to extend the game. So what he should be thinking is, Kenley Jansen's got two innings of shutting us the hell down because it's the bottom of the order. That's Dunzo. Top of the order hasn't done much anyway. That might be Dunzo as well.
But then Kenley Jansen got pinch hit for
right
there in front of him, too.
This is the thing. You get those two innings, you're trying to extend the game.
Yeah, for sure.
And to pitch to Justin Turner, I thought they should have walked Justin Turner when he tied the game up, to be honest with you. You know, there's a lot of things here where the game sped up for a guy who's seen too many of these situations for me. So on top of him not trusting his bullpen not helping him, his offense failing, he also made some moves that I did not agree with.
You hit on something that's important. The way I look at it is it's him fighting himself a little bit in his level of trust in guys on the roster. When you put that roster together, whoever it may be,
When
they talk about their meetings and they talk about trusting the process, and if you don't trust a guy, even after you warm him up.
Yeah, you're going out there with 19 guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not quite sure what the plan is here, and I'd love you to get a couple beers and Theo and Jed and really find out what's going on here.
Davis only did soft toss. So Joe was apparently committed to one inning only, and it was save situation.
Well, after that walk, you got to yank him, right?
Extend the game. Roberts has easier bullpen decisions because he's got more guys who he can trust and are pitching well right now because it's all working.
Yeah, but
Joe, in theory, has one easy bullpen decision, and it's Wade Davis, and he didn't go.
Joe Madden's the World Series champion manager in this situation. Like, I'm tired of us. Like, just like Chris Bryant. You know, we love Chris Bryant and reigning NL MVP. Guess what?
Get a hit.
Your money players have to play well. Your money manager has to outmanage his flaws.
But he's
got to
find the trust. I mean, at some point, we can't let him off the hook by saying, well, Joe's just going with who he trusts. Well, you know what? A lot of this is small sample base, too. You know, even down to somebody like Wilson.
That decision's already been made, but I'm with you. You could have gone and said that the large sample of Wilson puts him on the roster. And you talk about the beers and Theo and Jed. I don't know, but I've created a situation in my head where when they're having those meetings that Theo's arguing on behalf of Wilson being on the roster and Joe's arguing.
Yeah, we traded for this guy for a reason.
Well, exactly. Danny, he's
forced onto the roster in Series 1 and Joe never used
him. Well, Danny, this is the other thing, too. If you don't trust something, why do you go to it so early? Why is Quintana pulled when he was pulled?
He thought that Quintana had enough. Quintana walked a couple of guys. I didn't have as much of a problem with that one. Quintana walked a couple of guys and had the emotional stuff going on. Joe mentioned that as well.
By the second, third inning, you're into the game now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think he just thought he was
two
gassed.
Two walks and the double to Puig.
Yeah, I think he thought he was gassed. But last night, it's either Lackey or Davis. So once he puts Lackey in, and even when the Lackey walks the guy, Davis is almost all he's got left, right? He still had Rondon left.
And
I suppose, right?
John Lackey went at Justin Turner like a starter would with a scouting report. You heard Justin Turner after the game say he started me out with a slider and then went to a sinker the first time I saw him the day before. Mm-hmm. He did the exact same thing and his sinker didn't sink and it hung in the zone.
As happens to Lackey early in games.
That's what I'm saying though. He went at it like a starter would instead of looking at what the game is offering you.
Montgomery would have been available too.
Okay.
Yeah. But just
let's face it. The Cubs haven't scored enough.
Exactly.
And their bullpen hasn't been good. And that's why they're down 2-0.
I don't think they're the better team right now either.
No.
They weren't the better team this season.
They weren't the better team all year. This is a 104 win team who had a slide for about what, 4 or 5 weeks. The Dodgers had a slide, but other than that, they're a damn good team.
Cubs were the better team in the second half, but over 162, the Dodgers were the better team.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we had early in the day, we got to watch a Bears defense that was cracking people. It was a fun sports day. Everything timed out just right.
It was great.
They gave us a little 2.5 hours to get a workout and go to the grocery store, get things put together. It was
watch Chiefs Steelers and not move.
Yeah. If you had to do that, there's
10, 11 hours.
It was just a perfect little sports day in there. But man, because we're going to do all of it today.
Thank God.
Kyle Fuller at a Pro Bowl day yesterday.
He's at a Pro Bowl Pro first 6 Bowl. Weeks of the season.
What do you do if you're Ryan Pace?
Not just like good game Kyle Fuller.
No.
That was good
cover corner Ryan Fuller. Kyle Fuller. Like we have seen more moments of him actually looking like a cover corner this year than all the other years
his
combined.
Feet, his physicality, hips, I think his
greatest trait. He's not scared to get physical. He trusts his jam.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a guy who come up and hit you in a run game. He's not going to be the guy that gets you 9-8 interceptions a year. That's not his style because he doesn't gamble enough. But when he breaks on the ball, he's got the athleticism that we saw in those first 4 games.
It's a fascinating decision for Ryan Pace, though, because he declines the 5th-year option.
Right.
And now he's by far their best corner, and he's young, and he's athletic. Hey,
if you pay Charles Leno Jr., and you talk about rewarding guys in a locker room because of how hard they work, if you pay him, then you have to pay him. The problem is, this is a different position. It's a different level of performance. Once you have a corner that performs like he has, he's going to get paid by somebody.
Yeah, he's going to get paid by somebody, and it'll come down to how good he is the rest of this season. Because if he makes himself like Stephon Gilmore money.
Well, think about the quarterbacks he's going to face in the division, too. It's got a lot easier the last couple of weeks.
Go to him now. Go to him right the hell now.
Yeah.
Go try and talk to them now.
That's because
there's no way in hell I'm talking to anybody. Yeah, well,
right, exactly.
Now.
Kyle Fuller.
Yeah.
F you.
My phone
number
is changed.
You didn't pick up my 5th-year option. Yeah. I'm hitting free agents.
Yeah, because the Bears have a one-sided interest there because then they can use excess cap money this year if they do it before the end of the season, and there's no way.
Yeah, he's been their second-best defender by far, man. There's nobody even close to him. Leonard Floyd probably in that 3-4 range. Akeem Hicks has been their most dominant defensive player. But that yesterday was fun.
I think there's a really good chance he walks, though.
Yeah.
For money, sure.
Just for money.
Contract, he's been unhappy. It's been unpleasant at many different times for Kyle.
He's a quiet kid who the world fell on after he didn't perform. And I think it was hard for him to bounce back. And it wasn't just a physical thing. Also, remember when they...
Antrell, I was talking to Antrell about his study habits and stuff?
The IR stuff, too. There was a decision that had to be made there, I believe, a couple of years ago where it was him and Kevin White. And
which one's going to come up? Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's been a bumpy run for Kyle. So his contract year,
he seems like a good kid. You know, quiet dude. He balled out in his hometown area.
Yeah.
Think about that play though. Think about the play where Kyle Fuller gets in there, gets that hand in there, and the wide receiver is demolished.
Yeah,
and
their receivers are trash.
And then
by the way,
other Baltimore kid, Adrian Amos, gets his first pick six in front of 40, family members and friends.
Like, it was awesome.
You had a little DC area connection on that play. It was kind of cool.
I was 2 weeks late to the Amos call.
Well, but you've been doing that. It was kind of like with your Carlo Zambrano thing once a week. You'd be like, he looks like he's got no hit stuff today. And then when he got the no hitter in Milwaukee, I told you.
The Ed Farmer of talk shows. tell you what, we get here. A home run if you go to here, DJ.
I told you.
It looks like it might go deep.
Was I the only one surprised with his speed and athleticism on the return, too?
Ramos?
Yeah, I didn't know that he was.
Did you see the return, though?
Yeah.
That was a team that
was a little juke.
That was a team that I checked out on their coach.
Yeah,
and
they kind of suck.
Well, those Ravens.
One, they got 44 put on them with Blake Bortles and haven't been the same since. Like, if you watch that team, Joe Flacco is very happy with his Super Bowl and his paycheck.
Like, I would be too.
That
frankly.
Was the funniest play in football yesterday, by the way, where a man gets 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, like, I'm not getting hit. Screw you guys, and throws it.
And
like,
then they'll look at it and say, okay.
What are you going to do? Yeah, I'm still Joe Flacco. Come on now.
You know what? That's actually smart. I've seen it happen before where a guy throws it over the line of scrimmage and you can still get a roughing the passer penalty. If he hits you there.
Even though he's not legally a passer?
Correct.
He's
see,
in a defenseless position.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be called roughing the passer because you've ceased to.
I've seen it happen to
more passer. I think you should forfeit your protection.
The eligible passer.
Right.
You're not an eligible passer and you're a runner instead of a quarterback.
Right. Like the call of the guy around his feet. I mean, I understand that's the letter of the rule.
Right.
You know, that's back to Joe Madden angry about a rule.
Soda tax.
About that.
Does he drink a lot? So does that hit home for you?
Apparently, Joe Madden is aware of societal and city issues.
Yeah, right.
That's a thing.
So I'm like, soda tax? That's what you're worried about right now?
Very conservative.
Maybe it's possible he's got like a Faygo habit or something. I don't know.
I'll add it to the list of questions for Joe.
Why did that hit home with you? By the way, that's a soda tax.
Joe, Mellow Yellow or Mountain Dew? Your thoughts.
Speaking of, by the way, that American League Championship Series is everything that this NLCS isn't. And I know we have the local interest in it, but this NLCS has been kind of ho-hum. That ALCS, crackling from pitch one to the end of the game. And it kind of sucks that you sit there, and if you're a Cub fan, you watch Justin Verlander pull it out on national television, and you think about the prospects they didn't want to give up or the players they didn't want to give up.
They didn't have anybody left.
I can dig it, but you look at these bullpen problems now. This is a guy we thought was done 4 years ago, and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, give me the ball and get the hell out of here. The
Yankees,
pitches?
And he was brilliant down the stretch for the Astros. He has risen to the moment.
The Yankees have used 6 pitches and 2 losses. The Astros have used 3 pitches and 2 wins.
That's a great stat.
I mean, they didn't have anyone else to get him, though.
After getting Quintana, they had no one else prospect-wise.
I thought
they
used Devensky and Giles in game one. Maybe it's 4 pitchers?
No, used 3.
They just Keuchel to Giles.
I thought Devensky. If I'm not mistaken.
Either way. But yeah, I mean, they got their 1-2, and they've needed Verlander for 2 years.
And the Yankees probably will win. With Morton going for the Astros,
Sabathia's been great.
Yeah, the Yankees will probably win, but that thing over there in the ALCS has been outstanding to watch, man.
Mm.
And for a guy who's like, you know, whatever's about baseball most of the time,
sure,
terrific.
No, Verlander's incredible.
Remember when we used to say that that Derek Rose in the early days was like too nice to the refs and he wouldn't get the calls because he should have been a jerk to the refs. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge needs to start screaming at umpires about low strikes because they're calling stuff at his knees that he has. There's no chance for a guy that.
If you do get some contact, it's not going to be good contact.
Yeah.
The problem is they got Sanchez and Judge, and they're leaning on 2 dudes who are supremely inexperienced in these moments. And like you said, you're not going to punk these umps. And you've got people pitching against you who have done this before. I know Dallas Keuchel isn't some grizzled veteran, but I mean he's been
here before.
He knows what he's doing. But these umps get confused by the gargantuan size of Judge, and he doesn't yell at him. They're like, man, just move on. Gonna have to do some stuff. Yeah. Scream at him.
Yeah. So you guys still looking at those Houston and New York tickets or no?
Yeah, I mean sure. Why not? I don't have to pay for the tickets.
So actually, the best one, I want to be
Yankees. Got a weekend in New York.
Ask Danny what his wife bought tickets for.
I heard,
dude. Hey, Friday night was uncomfortable.
I heard.
She booked diehard Clemson fan alum. It's like the one team she actually cares about. We met watching a Syracuse Clemson game, so we're watching Friday night. On Wednesday, she booked our plane tickets and a hotel room for Atlanta for the title game,
for the national championship game
for Clemson. And then
she's just so sure. That Clemson
so
was
positive
get there.
That they were going back. We went 2 years ago when they lost. Didn't go last year when they won. And it's a little uncomfortable in my household Friday night.
You know what it is, Cappy.
Okay.
Well, that's that big money talking right there, boy. My lady can't plan a trip to the grocery store without checking with her brother all of a sudden.
Oh.
So you guys are going to have to go to Atlanta.
Well, no, I mean, listen, tickets on Southwest, it's transferable. They just had a sale. The plane, tickets were $80, yeah, and she uses points or whatever. You can cancel on your hotel reservation.
It's different. Yeah. In my situation, it's different because
it's no Frontier.
My wife, as a business owner, I now have to say, she'll say, oh, this is a business expense, or I'm doing this. This is part of a business because it's a conference for this. So I like Jason, like you say, there was a time where there's no transaction above a certain number.
Yeah, we got to talk. Right. Like we're talking right now about this 1 year old birthday party. We talked about it on the way to work today.
She told me over dinner. She just casually mentioned. She's like,
shout out to Newness.
She's like, I got us two rooms in Atlanta. If you can't come until Monday, we can change.
As someone who
enjoyed those mayonnaise sandwiches for a couple weeks,
as somebody who completely overspent on the first 1 year old birthday party, don't.
Well, I mean, why can't my kid have what your kid had?
Because by the time we got to the second kid, because with the second kid, we realized
it was dumb. Spanking him too?
No, I'm just saying. I thought, what did we just do?
The party is for you. For keeping the kid alive. Look at us.
The party's
look
my friends.
What we did.
My friends have already told me if there are no drinks there, we're not coming. So we can't have it at one of these Playland places because they don't have alcohol. Because that's how all these riots that you see on you know, Maury and all these things get cracking because Chuck E. Cheese served a couple of beers or something. So I'm going to just get a room. And,
oh, you don't want to go to Hen Dog's Kitty Palace?
No. Sure. There's one place that quoted me, and it was, we can get you the premium package for the low price of $2,400. I was like, you can get me the number to the place that will charge me $600.
Like, we had the whole
this
thing.
This dude,
that is ridiculous.
A smash cake. That's all he needs. I know. To get this dude. I bought all the toys this man will ever want. He wants to play with the remote and my keys.
Right, right. He's
That's
happy.
It. So we don't. Yeah, man. So trust me. Like I guess you know a trip to Atlanta ain't so bad when you're looking at you know paying for something that somebody 17 years
man, I got
from now is not gonna remember.
Like I'm fine.
You get money.
Yeah, I just spend money on myself.
I can dig it. I do too, but you know not as much as I used to.
That makes sense.
A combined Cubs Monday and Bears Monday on the Bernstein and Goff show. So we're full up today. Zach Zaidman, Joe Sheehan, Dan Pompey.
Zach got a lot of TV time yesterday.
Dave Cameron of Fangraphs, Rich Campbell from the Trib, full broke today with everything we got to do to cover all this
stuff. And Mega Zach sealed the Cubs' fate last night. Justin Turner. If there was a Twins movie with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, there needs to be a Twins 2 with Zach and Justin Turner.
He is an orange human being, isn't he?
He's a big man.
He's like an orange Sasquatch.
And then they poured the Powerade on him, so it looked kind of like soupy and weird. And then they got the sideline lady, too. Like, they got the field reporter. I'm like, you can't do that. Dump it on him accurately enough. You know
what
I mean?
Did you see it happen in Toronto?
Weird as hell.
Did you see this year in Toronto? And I'm sorry for forgetting the reporter's name, but the Blue Jays TV field reporter got full shot entire water cooler. Sucks, it was a miss. She's talking to the player of the game. The teammates come
up. They weren't aiming for him.
No.
That's where it gets weird. That's where you get Jason Mott in a clubhouse spraying champagne on people and not aiming for his teammates.
Right.
Saying, take it. Yeah. Like, get a little of this.
That's why they're there, buddy.
It's getting super weird.
I remember Pedro Martinez doing that one time.
Yeah?
Yep. Pedro was that
guy. I know we got to go, but this we got to talk about this team. TBS guy. I forget
with
his name.
Casey Stern?
Yeah, we got to talk about him. He's
a little much.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Talk about Casey Stern. Yeah. It's Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Only one station has Cubs manager Joe Maddon live. Don't miss Spiegel and Parkins. Ask Joe about the decisions he's made in the NLCS so far. Tomorrow, live at noon.
We need to pitch better out of the bullpen. That's part of our success moving forward.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs. Brought to you by State Farm. Here to help life go right. And by Sam Adams. Pursue better.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the hiring site that finds you qualified candidates fast. The NCAA has embarrassed and humiliated itself on innumerable occasions in the past. but never more so than on Friday. It wasn't that North Carolina was found not guilty in the 18-year academic fraud scandal that went on at the school. It was that the NCAA wasted God knows how much money and time pursuing a case that was destined to go nowhere. Why? Because once the NCAA established that the case was not about academic fraud, which the school admitted took place, but about extra benefits for athletes, the investigation was dead in the water. Since non-athletes also took the fraudulent classes, the school should not feel vindicated. It should feel ashamed and very lucky that the NCAA is so remarkably incompetent. A black mark here for everyone. I'm John Feinstein.
It's the model year end savings event now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. All remaining 2017 Chevys have been tagged with extra savings. Hundreds of new Chevys at their best prices of the year. 2017 Silverados now available with $10,000 off MSRP or 25% off MSRP on select new Impalas, Sonics, and Sparks. And if that weren't enough for you, you can get 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. But you have to hurry. The remaining 2017s are going fast, so stop in today. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Offer includes rebates and incentives available to all fine new roads.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more, like a Maytag top freezer refrigerator with extra deep door bins to free up shelf space. It's just $498. You save $150. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. And this is the reason to buy now. Lease a 2017 Tucson for just $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
You have roofs to shingle, a lot of them. What you don't have is time to waste running all over town to get shingles. That's why the Home Depot has job site delivery and bulk pricing on job lot quantities of GAF Timberline shingles. And with our Pro Extra Rewards program, you also get purchase tracking and more, saving time and money. Now that's a reward. Join the Pro Extra Rewards program and get the benefits you deserve. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb, and that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. AutoZone!
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Texas, Tito'sVodka.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:29 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday against Iowa. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Well, the Dodgers currently lead the NLCS 2-0 after last night's 4-1 win over the Cubs in L.A. Cubs and Dodgers will play Game 3 at Wrigley Field tomorrow night. Kyle Hendricks facing off with Yu Darvish. Pregame gets underway at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, Game 3 between the Yankees and Astros tonight. Houston leads the series 2-0. The Bears got their first road win in 2 years in overtime against Baltimore yesterday. Head coach John Fox will speak today about that win. The Steelers wide receiver Martavius Bryant asking for a trade. And Monday Night Football tonight, Indianapolis at Tennessee, right here on 670 The Score. And free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance under the latest CBA against NFL owners for collusion related to his continued unemployment. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Dodgers at 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
ClassicTickets.com is your place to buy and or sell tickets for baseball playoffs, sports, plays, and concerts. Call ClassicTickets.com at 1-800-428-3620 or go online at ClassicTickets.com. That's ClassicTickets.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
This segment's brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show now until 6 p.m. Broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. Zach Zaidman is going to have the latest on the victorious Bears at 2:40. Joe Sheehan will break down the NLCS as it stands at 3. Dan Pompey with more football talk at 3:40. Dave Cameron of Fangraphs, who did a deep dive on the Joe Madden mistakes as he saw them at 4. And then Rich Campbell with Bears and football stuff at 4:40. And surprises along the way as well. So we are busy. It is a Bears Monday. It is a Cubs Monday. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR. The Score, you can email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we're streaming 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. We are on Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram handle is at Bernstein Goff Show. We've got a website, Bernstein and Goff Show.com. That's where you go for podcasts. You can also interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com is where you can find our video feed brought to you by American Needle and directed by Brian Gertsch.
Comes the rookie Cam Robinson, and that's a critical penalty. Well, coming up on the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Well, sometimes young offensive tackle.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Listen to if you got some issues. You got to listen to that again. That apparently they had he had an instruction to look on the graphic for the final two bullet points.
Comes the rookie Cam Robinson, and that's a critical penalty. Well, coming up on the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points. Well.
Yeah, it happens.
Yep.
You know, and the older you get, the less content you have.
Well, hey, Dick Stockton is always, always appropriately in the running for the Dick Stockton Award.
Mm-hmm.
Every single year. Mm-hmm. So that might be his nomination this year. The producers are EP Nick Shepkowski.
Steely-eyed Colombian Jose Quintana, just 28 years of age.
What? It is true. He is Colombian. I don't know about if he's...
Steely-eyed Colombian.
Okay, he's trying to be descriptive.
That's fine. I got no problem with it.
Audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Tariq Cohen is the shortest player in 83 years to throw a touchdown.
Wow.
Wee Willie Smith.
Sounds short. He sounds short.
Yeah, that's usually.
Wee Willie.
If his name was Jumbo, that would sound a little bit different. But Wee Willie Smith was the shortest guy to do it. And Tariq Cohen now, since in 83 years.
Wow.
83.
Shout out to Lawrence throwing the oop. Always fun.
Throwing it down, hanging on the rim and kicking his legs
grabbing
out.
Your junk.
Screaming.
A little Sean Kemp action.
Yeah, pointing at everybody.
Yes, shout out to 83 references all across the land.
So are we resigned to the fact that the Dodgers might just be better than the Cubs?
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not we can fixate on some of the Joe Maddon issues, because it appears as if Joe really wants to inject himself into all this. Because that tirade about the Posey rule, I thought was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I thought it was embarrassing.
The play, you know, we talk about the spirit of a rule and what it's meant for. And just because a person wouldn't have gotten injured on the play doesn't mean the rule doesn't still stand. And you can't make that judgment as an umpire and say, no one would have been injured there, so therefore this rule doesn't apply here.
It's not the time to be mad at the rule. That's my thing. That's not the time to go. You're getting kicked out of a game because you object to a rule being on the books. You're not going to change the rule book. And sometimes on a judgment call like that, it's going to go your way, and sometimes it's not. When the bat hits the catcher in the face, sometimes you catch a break. And sometimes the ump interprets a rule in your favor, and everything is okay. And sometimes the umpire interprets a rule. Maybe it is a bad rule, but that's not the time to stand on principle of whether or not the rule should exist.
This is what the day-to-day coverage does, though. This is how you feel after a guy gets dropped into your city and you've watched him do his thing from afar for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever the case may be. And you get to catch him in the ALCS or the ALDS every once in a while with a scrappy bunch. This is what the day-to-day coverage is. You remember the things that they have said and the things that they have stood on and the absolutes that they want to be defined by. And I think that would be a great question to start off with a lot of the Cubs fans who are listening right now. Down 0-2, Dave Roberts is not making any bad decisions because his bullpen is outstanding, lights out, 8 innings pitch. Only one batter has reached base, and that was on a hit by pitch last night from their bullpen. Their bullpen has been outstanding. And Rich Hill and Clayton Kershaw did what they had to do. They've gotten, by the way, this is all without Corey Seager. This is all without a terrific talent. You know, we talk a lot about Bryant and Rizzo. They're a guy who's an MVP candidate the last couple of years, if he's healthy, and last year was healthy, is not out there for them. So the excuses that can be made for the Cubs can also be made for the team that's up 2-0. But your feeling about Joe Maddon and their performance these first two games is pretty simple. They haven't done what they were supposed to do, and they put themselves in precarious positions, and that's why you come back home down 0-2.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. And that's just a part of it. There's a lot to break down in the Cubs' failures in the first two games of the NLCS, and we are going to do that because it's not just about Joe Maddon's trust and management of the bullpen or the performance of the bullpen, because some other guys have to do their jobs. We're going to talk about that. You got
got the score.
The Chicago Cubs are back in the NLCS for the third consecutive year, and the score has you covered. Listen to Bernstein and Goff broadcast live from the park at Wrigley from 1 to 6 tomorrow, followed by the Cubs pregame show with Mark Rohde before Game 3 of the NLCS. Sponsored in part by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the...
Are you scared of going to a new car dealer because you feel like they're sucking money from you? Well, I have a dealer you can count on. Woodfield Nissan is counting down savings and wants to save you money. 10%? No. 20%? No. Woodfield Nissan wants to save you 30% off MSRP on brand new Nissans.
It's the October savings countdown at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan must sell 200 new Nissans in October. And we're counting down the savings all month long. Woodfield Nissan is paying top dollar for your trade-ins during the October countdown. And with 30% off, you can take home a brand new 2017 Sentra. Just $13,989. That's over $5,000 off. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months now available on new Nissans.
So go to Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates. Or go to WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices surplus TCNL at Dockey includes all manufacturers incentives and rebates. Two available each price. Example of 30% off. Then HN 36-2203. 2017 Nissan Sentra. Then HY 344-792. Finance offers with approved credit. Seal percentage is 1389 per month for 1,000 borrowed. And a little sale prices. Max finance is 10,000 on select models.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more, like a Maytag top freezer refrigerator with extra deep door bins to free up shelf space. It's just $498. You save $150. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
You have roofs to shingle, a lot of them. What you don't have is time to waste running all over town to get shingles. That's why the Home Depot has job site delivery and bulk pricing on job lot quantities of GAF Timberline shingles. And with our Pro Extra Rewards program, you also get purchase tracking and more, saving time and money. Now that's a reward. Join the Pro Extra Rewards program and get the benefits you deserve. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
This week in
1919, the Reds beat the White Sox 5-3 in the 16th World Series, the series known as the Black Sox Scandal. This week in 1924 had the first Negro League World Series. The first NFL game was televised this week in 1939. This thrower became the first black NFL quarterback in modern times. This week in 1953. This week in 1957, Maurice Rocket Richard became the first NHL player to score 500 goals. And more coming up soon, right here.
New CBS Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I, from day one, have totally disagreed with the content of that rule. I think it's wrong. That was a beautifully done major league play all the way around that gets interpreted kind of like it's tantamount to the soda tax in Chicago.
For those of us not from Chicago, what's the soda tax?
The soda tax, I mean, where's the Chicagoans here? Something about we're taxing soda back there all of a sudden. I mean, my point is that all rules that are created are laws aren't necessarily good ones. That's my point.
But that's not the time to be making the point, and it's not a reason to get kicked out of a game because they're not going to...
Nothing's going to change.
I understand. You don't like the rule. It's still the rule.
Right. You can't argue the rule.
Why are you using this as a platform to try to get the rule repealed like the soda tax?
The interpretation of the rule? You can't even get that far with an umpire these days. I don't know. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com, also on Facebook Live. Shout out to all the people on the Facebook Live chat. It is brought to you by American Needle. Use promo code SCORE for 20% off your purchases at AmericanNeedle.com. You only score three runs, like the texter says.
Yeah, 2, 3, and 4, man.
Yeah. You only score three runs, you get yourself in trouble. Dave Roberts can push any button in that bullpen, seemingly. Tony Watson and all these dudes are coming out there firing on your ass. So this has not been a good two games. Now you come back to the crib. They held serve. Now you have to hold serve. The Cubs may not be the better baseball team, but, you know, small sample size. Sometimes things don't apply. I just worry about some of the bumps and bruises, Jake Arrieta, and how that hamstring situation is still lingering. And the fact that you don't trust half of your bullpen. I mean, if Wade Davis tells you he can go an inning, I'm sorry. I'm trying to extend the game. And let me think about tomorrow.
You can only get the out you can get.
Right. You can't tell me about save situations either, by the way, because this is the thing. And Stoney used to mention it all the time about how those last three outs, some guys aren't wired for them. Well, guess what? If I got a guy who, if we're tied and it's the eighth inning and he can't get it up the same way he can, if we're up one and it's the ninth inning, I'm sorry. Then maybe that's not the guy. And I know that Wade Davis is not that guy, but it seems like it's one of those fallbacks that a lot of managers have, like, oh, well, you know, safe situation, guy's a lot different. I need Wade Davis in that game. And if he told you that he went, you know, he can only go 25, 30 pitches, that's fine. Extend it. Get Kenley Jansen. Hey, if you get the ball on the ground, weird things happen. We've seen that not only in this series, but the ALCS as well. You get the ball on the ground, you make contact. I had no problem with Al Moore facing Jansen in that moment. I had no problem with it. He's the only guy to make serious contact over the last couple
Except
of
Addison
games.
Russell.
Well, yeah. I'm aside from the home runs that Addison Russell has hit, he put himself in a position to be questioned and nobody's helping him out, if that makes sense.
The 847 says, that's Joe, takes a moment with cameras and microphones as a soapbox. This is how he gets his guys behind him. It's how the clubhouse feels. He takes a moment to speak out about it, and the clubhouse sees he has their back. If you're worried about that on October 15th,
yeah,
you got an issue. You're Joe Maddon. You're a World Series champion in your third year with this team. He doesn't need to play optics games with his own clubhouse in the middle of October.
Can I ask everyone a question? Because you guys are brighter baseball minds than I. If a baseball manager walks into a press conference after that game and says, I messed that up. I screwed that up. My team should still be out there playing, if not have won the game. What happens? Because I feel, especially with Joe, Joe's the girl that doesn't want to say sorry to you after the argument. No matter if she was wrong or right, or the guy that you may be dealing with that just never wants to say sorry. And it builds up so much so that sometimes even when you know that person isn't in the wrong, you're just like, I just want maybe a little to the center. I want a little bit of movement to the center on you. If he says, I screwed that up, you know, should have had Rondon in there, even though he gave up the home run last time you saw him, or I should have done something else, what happens? Why is it that we've gotten to the point now where Joe feels he has to argue down every one of these decisions. If you made the decision, you made L. You can't get that. You can't take the L back. That L is firmly placed on your forehead until first pitch tomorrow night at 7:08. So what's wrong in saying I kind of screwed that up? You know what?
If I had it, or even phrase it differently. Say, look, I tend to be results oriented, but if I had it to do all over again, I might make a different call there. That was
what's
going
to happen to you. You've got a World Series. You're the World Series winning manager for the Chicago Cubs. Everybody can kiss your ass twice on a Sunday. Come on. Like, I just, sometimes when those things happen and you're just sitting there like, all right, how's he gonna phrase this one? And you get to that point where I don't want to, we doubt managers over the course of a baseball game or the course of baseball season, sometimes unfairly so, sometimes fairly so. But if there's no middle ever, it becomes one of those things where you're looking for the decision and go, okay, is this going to hurt him? Instead of trying to get in his headspace. Because his headspace, it feels like he's got two options. And if that option that he picked on the left-hand side goes wrong, guess what? I'm going to mention why the right-hand side wasn't used.
To me, there's also, he's got to get over something. There's a leap of faith when it comes to trusting your rostered pitchers.
Why are you warming this dude up?
Why is Hector Rondon up there warm in a lather, seemingly ready to go, popping the glove?
You got Stroh going over the assignment like, this is what we do with this guy. This is what we're going to do with this guy. He's pointing at the book, letting him know who's coming up. Next thing you know, Justin Turner's soaked in Powerade.
Michael on the South Side, you're on the score.
I got a different take on this thing. I just think that maybe after that last game in Washington that it was kind of like somewhat skewed, you know what I'm saying?
What was? By whom?
Because there's a lot of stuff was going on, especially in that fifth inning. And that was pretty not, it's not practical. You know, that's not
okay,
not
I'm, Michael, I don't know what you're saying. You got to tighten it up.
Yes, be a little bit more specific for us, Mike.
I'm saying you're not going to get no crazy things happen. This is a team like the Dodgers that bullpen is solid.
There's less margin for error is what you're saying. Like you can't look for a lucky bounce like you did against the Washington Nationals.
Mike and Cicero, you're on WSCR.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Fine. What's up?
Hey, my theory, and I've been getting a hit. I've been taking a major hit on Facebook because I've been very open. What about, you know, it's going to sound weird when I say this. Maybe sitting Baez, sitting Chris Bryant.
No. If you're getting beat up, you need to be, and over and over again.
You're going to sit the MVP, brother?
You need to be the equivalent of getting hit with a pillowcase full of nickels repeatedly in the
cold
neck.
Red action?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Mike, you can't sit Chris Bryant.
He's not producing.
All right, who are you putting in this space?
Okay. You know, you got LaStella, maybe.
So you want to replace a great player with a mediocre player?
Well, just to get his head straight.
You're in the NLCS.
Mike, you think benching Chris Bryant in one of the most important moments of his life after winning a World Series is going to get his head straight?
It's possible. You never know.
Mike, you know what this is?
If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Mike, this is a bad sports thought.
Yeah, Mike, don't put that on Facebook. Put pictures of kids and your dogs and all those other things. I would avoid
telling people you think that. Yeah. This segment brought to you by Kidde. How old are your smoke alarms? Replaced today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives. We're going to get into this. A reminder, it is also a Bears Monday, so don't be shy.
Some real moments for the kid.
And some things changed.
They took the mittens off him, and he evades a safety.
Hey.
And then the play that he made down the field to the bunch of bums that are running routes for that team. Hey, Mitchell Trubisky has my full backing.
And
for mayor, for president, for county chief, for Black Lives Matter.
I'll tell you what everything. My worry is in just a moment. I do think that the victory and some other circumstances could stand in the way of his development. I sincerely believe that, and I'm going to lay out a rational case why that may be true. You've got Bernstein and Goff on the score.
The Bears beat the Ravens. Keep it here as we recap the game, analyze Mitch Trubisky's performance, and take a look at their next matchup, the Carolina Panthers, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hey, it's Styles and Roman, and Star Trek, one of the most iconic and influential global television franchises, returns 50 years after it first premiered with Star Trek Discovery.
The CBS All Access original series features a new ship, new characters, and new missions while embracing the same ideology and hope for the future that inspired a generation of dreamers and doers.
Star Trek Discovery is available exclusively on CBS All Access and premieres Sunday, September 24th at 8:30, 7:30 Central Time. Stream the world premiere live, then watch the next episode on demand immediately after.
CBS All Access subscribers can watch the epic journey unfold every Sunday across devices. Start your free trial now at cbs.com/StarTrek.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more. Like a GE high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Your clothes get cleaner without the damage, and they're just $586 each. Save $425 on the pair. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. See store for details.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Beyond Sci-Fi podcasts begin at home, and your dreams can too. With American Family Insurance there to protect and support you, any dream is possible, because there's no better insurance than that. Learn more about American Family's home insurance at mfam.com. American Family, fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American.
You have roofs to shingle, a lot of them. What you don't have is time to waste running all over town to get shingles. That's why the Home Depot has job site delivery and bulk pricing on job lot quantities of GAF Timberline shingles. And with our Pro Extra Rewards program, you also get purchase tracking and more, saving time and money. Now that's a reward. Join the Pro Extra Rewards program and get the benefits you deserve. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Comes GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're already integrated.
On New CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Blitz coming. Trubisky steps up, throws, and the catch is made. Kendall Wright, leaping grab inside the 25-yard line. His second catch of the game.
Well, normal young guy's tough. I don't know how normal Mitch is. Mitch is a different dude. He's a baller, period.
Kendall Wright. Hell of a grab by Kendall Wright, too. Nice.
Yeah. Just ruined it with this garbage-ass song. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. I hate this song.
Why?
Listen, what was that BK song? Return of the Mac? Return of the Mac and Cheetos promo that they were running out
Mark
there?
Mark Morrison?
This and Return of the Mac, you could just throw in a fire and never play again. I hated this song when it was out.
I don't know why you do this, because now you know Tanny's going to play this over good. And over again. Because you ensure that.
It's all good. I know who my friends are. You know, Tanny used to be one of them. Not any longer.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Which one? Not any longer or used to be one? Welcome back. All right. We will talk about some Mitch stuff because Mitch put some things out there for you when they didn't have the handcuffs on him. They had the handcuffs on him.
That was the battle of wide receiver corps from hell.
Yeah.
If you go to hell.
And actually two sets of good corners as well.
But if you actually end up, your eternal soul ends up in hell watching football, watch those wide receivers run routes.
Rashard Perriman is running routes.
Tanner Gentry's trying to block people.